The Prince Edward Lennox and Addington Social Services Committee will be asking the public for input on their new Affordable Housing Needs Assessment. The Affordable Housing Needs Assessment will help identify local housing needs within Addington Highlands, Stone Mills Township, Loyalist Township, the town of Greater Napanee, and Prince Edward County. This assessment would cost up to $15,000 and will be completed by an outside group. At the June 8th Pelis Committee meeting, the committee discussed housing needs, costs, and the need for public input on the matter. Ultimately, the committee carried a motion to approve issuing a request of proposal to conduct the assessment. Lynn Chenier, Director of Social Services, noted the importance of having the assessment documented to be able to move forward with addressing housing needs in the area.
We really need all types of housing right across the spectrum, but we don't have anything tangible and documented to provide to a funder, whether it's the province or the federal governments, to actually draw funding out. So this step is a step to get a document that will say, this is what the service area needs. We have gone through the process of identifying potential properties and those kinds of things, but this document will then really be able to help us zero in on, okay, what do we need? Do we need a building lot that will accommodate 60 units? Do we need in this area, do we need 5 units? And in this area, do we need 10 units? So it really gives us some direction and some concrete documentation when we're making funding applications to the province and to the federal government.
Scott Robertson, manager of social services, presented the report and mentioned how they plan to gain input from the public.
The idea is they'll be talking to each township office and key people there, talking to counselors, probably identifying kind of key informants, so people who would be thought of in the community as having valuable knowledge, but also having open community consultations, talking to people about what they envision either being built or what they probably more so what they envision being the need. You know, we need more family housing, or we need some one bedroom units to look after all the single people, or we need housing that people can easily transition from home ownership as they age into maybe more of a supportive environment as they aren't able to look after that housing. You know, probably something to do with addressing homelessness, affordable housing, and maybe even affordable home ownership. So those are some of the things we expect, but we expect kind of to identify key informants, but also just have wide open community consultations. I'm guessing, but most likely some sort of public survey so that people that can't attend the meeting can still have their say and be an informed participant.
Pelis owns and manages 421 local housing units and currently supports 159 rent supplement units, 11 transitional homes for homeless people, and 255 nonprofit housing units. Pelis also has 1,009 households currently on their waiting list for subsidized housing. Staff will be notifying the public when information sessions and discussions regarding the Affordable Housing Needs Assessment are taking place. For CJAI and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Ted Evans.